May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, if you belong to this church, you're being asked to recommit yourself to God and God's church here. Commitment to God is never merely hypothetical. It's never only mental assent. Commitment to God's always definite, tangible, and specific. So the first thing you're asked to do today is to take away a pack from the back of the church. If you are currently on the electoral roll, there should be one with your name and address on it. If you're not on the roll, grab one of the spare packs. Inside the pack, you're asked to do two things. The first is to think about joining the electoral roll. Every 6 years, a new roll is compiled. Joining the roll is an expression of your sense of belonging to this church and your readiness to serve God through this church. So think carefully about joining the new roll, and I'd encourage you to do that. The second thing you're asked to do is to consider our finances as a church. There's a number of bits of information inside the pack, a letter, and also an information leaflet about the planned giving schemes. You'll see in the pack that we have a turnover of around £250,000. You don't need me to tell you that's a lot of money. So a huge thank you to you for the financial contribution you make to our church. Without your money, we could not cover what we do. We have rich worship, a caring ministry, and we're engaged in God's mission locally and globally. And to make that happen, we need money as a resource. The money covers the cost of paying the clergy. Hope you think that's worth doing. Covers their housing. It also covers a number of people we pay, our director of music and organist, our assistant organist, our administrator, my secretary, the church cleaner, the children and youth leader, and so on. That all amounts to £250,000. This year we're looking at a shortfall in our budget of around £3,000, and we're looking to cover that if we can. So read about our finances, be informed about that, and then use the prayer card to pray and think about your response. And there is a response form inside the pack, which I hope that everyone will return whatever you decide to do. If you're not on a planned giving scheme yet, it's great for the church if you can be on that. It gives us real confidence about our income year by year. If you're on the planned giving scheme, maybe you can increase what you give. But think about your response and make your response on the form provided. Every time we make a response to God, we do so in the power of the Spirit. That's why it's important to pray before deciding what to do. The Spirit may stir us up and show us what God is asking us to do. The goal of our Christian discipleship is to offer all that we are and all that we do, and all that we have to God through Jesus. And that idea of offering ourselves is very fitting for this festival of Candlemas. So let's turn to our two readings and think about the whole idea of offering. So there's three aspects to this. The first is that Jesus is offered by Mary and Joseph in the temple. The second is that Jesus offers himself to the Father. And the third aspect is that we offer ourselves to God the Father through Jesus. So we're thinking about this whole idea of offering. Mary and Joseph bring the baby Jesus to the temple, to Jerusalem, the center point, the focal point of their faith. The temple is the place where they believe that God dwells, behind in the Holy of Holies, behind the curtain in the temple. It's the focal point for their worship. So they take Jesus to the temple in compliance with the law. The law, the Old Testament law, tells parents their firstborn child must be consecrated, offered, made holy to God by being presented to God. So Mary and Joseph come in obedience to the law to present Jesus to God. While they're there, they meet Simeon, an old man who's been longing to meet the Messiah. Somehow, in this encounter, orchestrated and energized by the Spirit, he recognizes that Jesus is indeed the Messiah, a light to the Gentiles and the glory of my people Israel. He's a Messiah for all nations. Then they meet a prophet, Anna, who recognizes that Jesus is the Redeemer, the one born to set us free from the debt and power of sin and the finality of death. He comes to bring redemption by offering himself for us. So they come to the temple to present Jesus. They go to the temple, the focal point of their faith. They do so in obedience to the law, and waiting for them is a prophet. Jesus is the culmination of the whole Jewish faith. Here in the temple, the focal point for their faith, in obedience to the law and recognized by a prophet. Jesus presented to the Father. In our reading from the Hebrews, it's a beautiful book, the Hebrews, one of my favorite books in the Bible. Do you love it, Karen? It's a great book. If you've not read the Hebrews, read it. In that passage from chapter 2, you might want to look at it for a moment, we have Jesus designated as a high priest. In the Jewish faith, there was one high priest, the holiest of the priests. And every year on the Day of Atonement, he'd go into the temple, into the Holy of Holies, the only one who could go into the Holy of Holies, the place where God dwelt, and offered an offering, a sacrifice for the sins of the people. In the letters of the Hebrews, the writer tells us that Jesus is a high priest who goes into the Holy of Holies, into the presence of God in heaven, and offers the eternal sacrifice, the final and complete sacrifice of his life, given up on the cross. His death on the cross is the final sacrifice. He offers himself to the Father for us, and in so doing sets us free from the debt of sin and the finality of death. Takes us into the presence of God, where we share in God's eternal love and life. Jesus offers himself to the Father for us. And finally, we share in Christ's offering by offering our lives, all we are, all we do, and all we have to the Father. We do that in response to what Jesus has done for us. Jesus has offered himself on the cross, in the Garden of Gethsemane, on the last night in which he was betrayed, at the supper he shared with his followers. His life was one of complete and total giving to God. And in response to what he's done for us, we're called, summoned to offer our lives back to him in the power of the Spirit. That's the goal of our discipleship. And it's good to think about offering our lives in this season, which we're rounding off, the season of Epiphany. We thought about incarnation at Christmas, Jesus becoming like us. We've considered the glory of God during Epiphany, and we're summoned on this day to offer ourselves to God, all we are, all we have, and all we do. And we do that, that the world may discover what Simeon saw and what Anna realized. That Jesus is here for the whole world, everyone, everywhere, throughout time. And our task and our mission in offering ourselves to God, so we may be a means of sharing God's love and God's glory with a waiting and watching world. Amen.